Want more great job search tips and advice? Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. In this free webinar, I'm presenting my best strategies for your successful job search. Again, register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search at 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hello and welcome to the Job Search Podcast. I'm your host, Amy L. Adler of 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. You know me as an executive resume writer, job search coach, and trainer. Today, I want to talk to you about the relationship between running your company or division or whatever it is and running your career, because you can think about them kind of in the same way, and you can think of one as a metaphor for the other. So quite recently, I read on several social media outlets a meme that reads roughly like this. One executive says, "What if we invest in our workforce and they choose to leave?" And that person is responded to by executive number two, who says, "What if we don't and they stay?" So of course, this meme was designed to incite executives to invest in their company's talent. I don't believe there is an executive out there who thinks that ignoring the needs of his or her workforce is wise. So despite the axiomatic value of investing in the talent and expertise of their company, so many executives refuse to do the same for themselves. These executives adamantly refuse to treat their own career growth with the same care and insightfulness. Examples of this lack of preparation and investment appear in a number of ways. These executives lose passion that they used to have for their work, but they keep trudging along the same paths that they have been successful in the past. They fail to create a thoughtful business plan for the success of their careers. They neglect to build a career plan inventory in the form of a compelling current resume, recognizable branding, and engaging social media presence, and all the other things that go into that. They abandon their warm contacts when they secured the position that was right at the time, treating networking as a goal-specific strategy, a transactional strategy, whose value dropped the moment the ink dried on their contracts. And they decline to budget to hire the right consultants to guide them in making complex career decisions. These executives are smart and insightful, so probably they didn't forget these key steps on purpose. What started as benign neglect quickly turned to outright apathy. The pattern disintegrated into painful lack of motivation and career subsistence. In other words, these people are unhappy in their roles and they know they can do better, but for whatever reason, they're choosing to do nothing simply because change is daunting. Fortunately, mastering the enterprise known as your career is not as complicated as running your company, although the personal stakes are definitely greater. The broad plan is simple. The expert consultant you need to engage knows the way your career is supposed to work, and the sooner you start, the less time you lose to indifference or to fear, and the sooner you can tackle each step of the process with support, one piece at a time. You simply need to choose to master your career the way you have mastered leading your company. With that, I will thank you for listening to the Job Search Podcast. Again, I'm Amy L. Adler, your host. If you need to reach me, you can give me a ring at any point, 801-810-5627. I look forward to hearing your career stories and to learning about what makes you the master of your career. Thanks so much.